Just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I am Rick Rodriguez. I finished off yesterday's program talking about the members of the Pilgrim Society, Colin Powell. Colin Powell had sworn allegiance to the Pilgrims. And when these members who joined the Pilgrim Society, when they have to pledge to always further the objectives of Pilgrim Society. And Pilgrim Society has two groups, one in Europe, one in America. The two work together. The two actually have been put together in such a way that Britain and America are really one, in a sense, empire, to a degree. People in the Pilgrim Society, there have been many presidents. People don't know much about Pilgrim Society. And just recently, in the last 3, 4, 5 years, have people begun to write on what this Pilgrim Society is. Pilgrim Society came into existence in 1902 in England, and then it had a charter, a sister society in New York City. Cecil Rhodes, in the 1800s, there are men that worked with him that were in the occult. They had a vision of the world being controlled by the white races. Well, they had to change that idea. The nations would be ruled by English-speaking nations. What nations was he talking about? We call them the Five Eyes nations: England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the main player, America. They had a plan to take over the world, but there was a vital component that they needed, and without this one component, they were not going to be able to control everything. And what that component was the media. Because of Nikola Tesla, he had found a way to communicate over the airwaves with radio. Marconi, who supposedly invented the wireless, was a theft. Marconi stole the idea and the patents, the technology, from Nikola Tesla. But now, the Cecil Rhodes, the men involved with Cecil Rhodes, the Parliament in England, and players in the United States before Pilgrims was put together, they knew that to control the media internationally was vital. You could not control the world without controlling media. And so in Pilgrims' they put together a plan that in 1909, they worked out an agreement with all of the, there was a conference held in England, and in that conference they took control of all the media in Europe, in England, Europe. And also because of the Pilgrim Society that was in New York, you had Carnegie, the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan. They also were part of the plan to take over all of communication. Print, everything printed through the media, newspapers, radio, eventually would expand to television. Then from there on, it would continue to expand into every form of media that we have today. If they can't control it, they can't bring about a new world order. Their plan was successful. All information, for the most part, today that goes out is in one way or another affected by the Pilgrim Society. They own, an RCA came into existence. All of the different, the big, like, eventually, the people that would, Edward Murrow, Lowell Thomas, here in America during World War II, later on, Brinkley, here in the United States during the Vietnam War. These men were used by the Pilgrim Society, and the Pilgrims have been able to stay hidden in the shadows. It's been very easy for them to do what they do because no one really researched, understood who Pilgrims was. Well, here at the last Davos meeting this year in February, President Putin of Russia, he calls for love and the scrapping of the New World Order. This was called out of, this was out of brutalproof.net. This was just at the Davos conference. Putin of Russia calls for love and the scrapping of the New World Order. From Russia with love, Uncle Satan, are you listening? President Putin was asking that the 124-year British-American Pilgrim Society New World Order theory come to an end. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
My name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you, the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
You ought to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You kind of is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever a wizard of wiz there was, the wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You ought to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And I am presenting to you who is behind the curtain. The main person, the main group in the world for the last 120 years has been the Pilgrim Society. They have controlled basically everything that has been going on internationally from that time and forward. British pilgrims in London, the city of London, American pilgrims in New York City, they have put presidents in power, and the presidents they put in power are pilgrim members. Woodrow Wilson, Theodore Roosevelt, the other Roosevelt, what was his name? I'll think of his name, in World War II. Then you had Harry Truman. I believe Harry Truman was also possibly. George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., and Barack Obama is an honorary member. I don't know if there are many blacks or half-black members in Pilgrim Society. It is very racist. You also had, I did say Bill Clinton. Well, anyhow, Vladimir Putin, this year at Davos, at the it was the World Economic Forum, Putin, this is why I have stated in the past on the open forum programs and to some degree on this program that the New World Order had to remove Donald Trump, the New World Order groups, and pilgrims must remove Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin is now the main obstacle in their way in Asia, in Europe, along with China. We'll discuss more about China later. Putin is not a pilgrim member. Putin and Trump, both understanding what pilgrims it was up to, both of them, there was no collusion. If there was any collusion at all, the collusion between Donald J. Trump and Vladimir Putin was they were in agreement that the New World Order needed to be stopped. Donald Trump's policies to bring sanctions upon NATO, the European Union, because they weren't coughing up their cash for NATO, the machine, that hurt NATO. Then Trump pulled the financing for the UN out. The UN is an extension of the British government. He stopped the funding to the UN. Trump is on to and knows all about the Federal Reserve, how it came into being, the power that it holds, and the Pilgrim Society. The Federal Reserve came into existence through pilgrims. It didn't come in, it wasn't just a group of wealthy families that put together the Federal Reserve. No, it was a plan by Pilgrim Society to use these families to control the finances, not just in America, but internationally. It's pilgrims. Everything goes back to pilgrims. Pilgrims is the Oz. He's the wizard, or it is the wizard. It is an occult. A group of people that from the time of Cecil Rhodes, their objective was to bring in, finally, a new world order, and initially to set that program in motion, they had to control media. And they do control it today. The control that they have over the media is what has kept Donald Trump from taking his rightful position as president in his second term. The media was successful because of Hillary Clinton and the machine to demonize Vladimir Putin and bring the Russian hoax lie into motion, set it in motion, which really did hurt Donald Trump's election. He won the election. This is why there is continuing lawsuits and investigation into what really happened in that election. And because of that and all of the other media lies, they have been able to keep Donald Trump from taking position, his rightful position, in his second term. Also, because of the lies of the media, pilgrims has been using the media to force the lie, to with the vaccinations, forced vaccinations. Without the media, pilgrims could not do what it has done. And it is pilgrims that has really moved everything, conducted, hit the conductor behind the scene, so to speak. So President Putin, in February, in Davos, at the World Economic Forum, he stated, "We need to scrap the 120-year-old British-American Pilgrim Society, the New World Order theory," at the World Economic Forum. Quoting, he called the centralized and unipolar world today a moribund strategy that has embroiled Russia and the world in more than a century of war and godless, culture-destroying monopolies. The same British-American Pilgrim Society, after deposing Tsar Nicholas in 1917 and then murdering his entire family by firing squad in 1918, devastated Russia with the godless Pilgrims' financed Bolshevik terror and enslaved satellite nations also, and repressed the citizens for 70 years while murdering tens of millions of souls to suppress dissent. This was Vladimir Putin. Now do you see why they're trying to destroy Putin and Russia once again? I read to you yesterday from decryptedmatrix.com, Bush's Project Hammer and the 9/11 deception. In it, it talks about how the Pilgrim Society destroyed Russia in 1917-1918. Then Bush, through Project Hammer, it was a program, I'm going to read again what I presented to you yesterday, decrepitmatrix.com, July 27th, 2011, Bush's Project Hammer, a multi-billion dollar project program using an investment strategy to bring about the economic destruction of the Soviet Union, including the theft of the Soviet treasury, the destabilization of the ruble, funding a KGB coup against Gorbachev. This was another strategy by Bush working with pilgrims to destroy Russia once again, to destabilize Russia in August of 1991, and to seize major energy and munitions industries in the Soviet Union. Why? Because America cannot become the one world global government unless Russia is removed from the scene and China. Now, on November 1st, 2001, a second operative, George W. Bush, Sr.'s son, he brought in the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. This wasn't aimed at Russia. This was aimed at the citizens of the United States of America. This was just a month, a little bit September 11th, November, October, 2 months, just roughly 2 months later, NDAA came into existence. It was already planned, but they needed an event. National Authorization, National Defense Authorization Act. So then, now, coming to the present, the conflict that I've been talking about in Russia, in the Ukraine, America trying to tease Russia to get Russia to respond to NATO, NATO working in the Black Sea, American Navy in the Black Sea, American Air Forces flying close to Russian territory, trying to get Russia to respond. America needs conflict with Russia. That's the objective. But like I stated yesterday, it will not happen. God has another plan for Russia, and that plan involves Russia moving her forces, her military, with other nations down to present-day Jordan to attack Israel. Very soon, Israel is going to be pushed once again by the terrorists surrounding Israel, and Israel is going to have to respond by destroying Damascus, the brain center of the terrorist groups, and invade Jordan. Once Israel invades Jordan, takes possession of present-day Jordan, then after that, at some point, Russia will move down and attack Israel with Iran, I believe Turkey, Ethiopia, Libya, a part of some of the forces of military out of Germany, and also some of the neighboring states, Russian state, the states or the countries neighboring Russia. Now, I'm going to continue here with what happened with Project Hammer. Now, we talk about a new world order. It was already discussed. There was a plan set back in the 1800s. Firstly, you had to have the control of all the media, which happened in 1909 at an imperial conference held in Europe, in England. After that, they had to shift the players on the board. One of the main players, Adolf Hitler. Bring Hitler in, create war in Asia, and help to assist China on becoming a great empire also. That is in the Bible also. It will be China eventually with her sister countries in Asia that are going to come to Armageddon. If China had not been created by pilgrims and the strategies of pilgrims and the United States of America using Rockefeller Foundation, Gates, all these foundations and these powerful families, including the Clintons, including the Bushes, if these people had not worked together to move manufacturing to China and assisting China financially and opening the way in which China can begin to ship goods to the nations, China would not be what it is today. What happened is they made a mistake. They created a beast, and now they can't control the beast. But they fulfilled prophecy, because now China is very strong, and also at the same time, China has been building the One Belt Road, the system that will take them and their armies to Armageddon. Nothing is accident. Everything has been planned, but they didn't know they were carrying out the plans in the Bible. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, podcast 1360, KHNC.com. This is AM Radio, 1360, KHNC. We'll be right back.
Where has Pioneer Corn Product Development taken me today? Welcome to the local research center in Mankato, Minnesota. I'm in the main building because it's hot and sticky outside. Really humid. And I'm looking out the window at a field planted with Pioneer's most advanced corn trait technology, Pioneer brand Chrome products. The breeders here are excited because Chrome technology works across more Pioneer germplasm than previous triple stack products. So at the same time you're getting strong pest protection, you're unlocking more yield potential. I see a couple of Pioneer scientists out in the fields now. Me? I've got air conditioning and a soda, so I'm good. The Research Center in Mankato. Another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
I told you so!
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside
his cave. Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage and MLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
You ought to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wizard was. If ever a wizard of wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You ought to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
So we have found the wizard. We know the name of the wizard. It is the Pilgrim Society. And all the members of the Pilgrim Society for the last 120 years plus. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Caller called in. FDR. My mind went blank when I got to FDR. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was also a Pilgrim member. Eventually, any of the Pilgrim's members, if they deviate from the objectives of Pilgrim Society, they get the eternal flu, the flu that takes them out of this world forever. And Patton, he got in the way, General George Patton. He decided that he wasn't really wanting to be associated with the plans of Pilgrims. He got the eternal flu. Now, eventually, where I'm heading is here. In the book of Revelation chapter 17, there is a woman, a prostitute, a great whore, that it will be the blood of everybody that is going to be killed presently and in the future is going to be on her shoulders. This woman in Revelation, centered in the United States of America. Cannot, that prophecy cannot come to fulfillment without Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society has been used to bring this prophecy to life, or to fulfill this prophecy in the time in which we live. Now, also, you might say the heartbeat. I don't know how to phrase this. There is something in the world that supplies this harlot to be what she is, that protects the harlot, that keeps the harlot alive, that gives it the power that it needs. Now, as time goes on in following programs, I'm going to tell you what I believe that blood supply or that life supply to pilgrims or to the woman, the brain will be Pilgrim Society, but what keeps it alive, the blood supposed blood flow, is the CIA and the intelligence community of the United States and England. The second thing that pilgrims had to do, or another vital component to giving Pilgrim Society the power that it needed, was to bring the intelligence community of England and the intelligence community of the United States together to merge them into one community. And they have done it. They did it in 1946. In the previous week and a half, I've been talking about George H.W. Bush being born to a German man, George H. Scherf Sr. Bush was a young man working for Adolf Hitler who came into the United States. All that he did was hidden from Hoover, Herbert Hoover, Hoover, the FBI director, J. Edgar. Everything about George Sr., George H. Bush, was hidden from Hoover. And this young boy coming out of Germany was put in the CIA. And eventually the British intelligence and American intelligence in 1946-47, they merged. And this intelligence agency has been able to use one agency, the CIA, to move throughout the world internationally. It's an agency that is to work offshore, and it has many duties, one of which is to make sure that all of American industrial interests internationally are protected. And who kind of, in a sense, was the brain to kind of, I hate to use that word kind of, who was the brain used to work deals out with foreign nations and American corporate interests? Henry Kissinger. Kissinger, after Nixon, he started his own group, and that's what he would do with that group, is they would work deals with foreign nations and the governments of foreign nations to rape, to pillage, to plunder, to take the riches, whether it be oil or minerals, from whatever country they needed the minerals to come from. And the presidents that would not go along with the objectives of Henry, who was working for Pilgrim Society, he is a Pilgrim's member, they would be assassinated, and their families would be murdered. It is a system that is so controlled that it's hard for the American citizen to even consider it, to grasp it, and to understand it. But I guess that's why I'm here, is to kind of give you a little insight. I have had my eyes open. Now, you know, this program really, I do the program for the audience, but actually, I'm actually doing it for myself, because by studying for you, God shows me what all these intricate little details in the Bible that are hidden, so that I can see God's plan, and I can see the plan of the devil working through time and working through our society presently. So actually, in a sense, I really am investigating for myself. And you get to enjoy, sometimes I guess you get to enjoy what I discover. But on the other hand, I'm doing it for you, because you have inquiring minds and you want to know what is happening. I was just minding my own business. Cactus and I were visiting about some things, and all of a sudden, things started to click in my head, and I thought, wow, Cactus, you know what? This is the brain of the brains, Pilgrim Society. And without the CIA working with British intelligence, nothing in the world will... Nothing in the world, how do I phrase it? Without these two, they cannot accomplish what they need to accomplish in the world to fulfill Bible prophecy, a new world order. We'll be right back. 1360 KHNC AM Radio. Keep coming back.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Yes, there is a killer on the road, and killers. Pilgrim Society, we know now who is behind the curtain. They have been behind the curtain, hiding everything. But the CIA is their tool, and British intelligence is their tool. In America, to control all the agencies in America, they help put in senior executive services. In Europe, in England, to control all of Europe, they have a group called CIRCO. CIRCO is involved in everything, not only in Europe, not only in England, but in the United States of America. We're putting everything together. Christ said that everything that has been hidden is going to be brought out into the open. And not only is it going to be brought out into the open, but the people that have understanding are going to be able to have the revelation as to how these people have been able to accomplish what they've been able to accomplish. These people in Pilgrim Society, they are going to destroy the Constitution of this country. You have been watching what they have been doing and the power that they have. Many of these people in the elected positions in the government presently, their objective in the Democrat Party is to destroy the Constitution of this country. The Constitution is the document that gives the law enforcement agencies the power to prosecute these type of people. But now you can see what they've been able to do. They have been able to strip the laws of the Constitution, and people who should go to jail, who should be hung, they're getting away with not just murder, but murder of thousands and thousands and millions of people. These people that put together this vaccine, that put together this plan with a virus, these people are not going to be prosecuted. You can hope that they will be prosecuted. You will hope that there's some justice in the world. There is not going to be any. The Constitution, the federal authorities, the state and the county and the local authorities throughout this nation and throughout the world, Interpol, they are not going to have the power to prosecute these people. Why? Because they're the ones that own the judges. They're the ones who bypass laws. So for people that are expecting there's going to be justice, you're not going to get justice through the courts. You're not going to get it through enforcement agencies. The only justice and the way justice is going to come, and the Bible said it is justice that is not just in the present but for eternity, is when God decides to come and judge these people before our eyes. We just have to wait and watch. But God is going to bring judgment upon them. God is going to punish them. What the laws of man cannot do, they will not escape the laws of God. They won't. Remember, in the book of Exodus, Moses was appointed to lead the children of Israel through the desert, and there was a group, a family, called the tribe I'm forgetting already. Well, anyhow, the ground opens up and swallows the whole family, all of them. I guess another caller is going to have to call me and remind me here. I've got my mind someplace else. These people are not going to be judged. God is going to have to judge them. The sons of Korah, the whole family, it says that the earth opened up and swallowed them. And it put the fear in the children of Israel. These people don't fear God because they own the judges, they own the courts, they own the system. They don't fear God. So the earth is going to have to open up, and God will bring fear upon them, and people around him. With the CIA, the CIA has been handed, it is presently in the hands of the imposter Joe Biden. But it is being run, I'm telling you, it is being run by the person that has been running it, Barry Satoro. Barry Satoro, Barack Obama, he is a CIA operative from the time he was a child. His mother was CIA. His father, his real father, was CIA. All the people around him and his family were CIA. They were used by the intelligence CIA in this country to as operatives in Indonesia. Yes, it appears as if Joe Biden is the killer on the road. No. He's just the imposter on the road. I'm telling you. The killer, the true killer in the on the road, whose head is squirming like a toad, is the coming administration. I know it's hard to consider, to think about, but time is going to tell. But in the meantime, the matter of the CIA, their hands are in everything, and they know it, and God says everyone will know. KHNC 1360 AM radio.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. And also on Sunday morning, 8 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Throughout the week, the programs are streamed live. The programs during the week and on the weekend are on podcast, and the podcast is 1360KHNC.com. So, with the... I have these articles, and the Pilgrim Society, Henry Kissinger, Alan Greenspan. I'm going to just finish out by reading another part of a paragraph. This is out of DecryptedMatrix.com, July 27th, 2011. Project Hammer was staffed by CIA operatives and others associated with the national security apparatus. Number one, the project would select illegal funds, would use secret illegal funds for unapproved covert actions. Number two, the American public and Congress would not be informed about the illegal actions perpetrated in foreign countries. The first objective was to allegedly crush communism, a growing political philosophy and social movement that was initially funded by the usual group of international bankers, who now supported their demise. They did accomplish that. They did accomplish the stripping of the wealth of Russia. But again, like I had stated yesterday, Russia has to be powerful at the end of the world, because Russia has to have a powerful army. It has to do well financially. It is not a third world nation. It is still a first world nation, according to the Bible. It will be destroyed and judged, but not by America and in a conflict with America or the European nations. Russia will be judged in Jordan, the nation of Jordan, in the area east of present-day Israel. They were successful back then. They're trying to destroy Israel now, they're trying to cause conflict in Russia again. It's not going to happen. Now, George Sr. had a group called the Vulcans, and they were successful in destroying Russia. Then when Junior took over, Junior had to reincarnate the administration of his father. And the people that were reincarnated were Condoleezza Rice, Richard Armitage, Robert Blackwell, Stephen Hadley, Richard Pearl, Rabbi Dov S. Zakheim, Robert Zolik, Paul Wolfowitz, Dick Cheney, George P. Schultz, and Colin Powell. These people are now once again being resurrected 20 years later. That was in 2000. Now, 20 years later, they're being resurrected again, but many of them have already passed on. So their children, they have had people working with them that are just as evil and are warmongers just like them. These people are now coming into their time of power in the present administration and in the future administration. Well, that's it for today. If you want to support this station, call, let them know, finance this hour. This is The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. See you on Monday at 2 o'clock and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. 1360 KHNC AM Radio.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.